be set in your house again and again and again. If you want to erase the tape, use it again. But you can watch your favorite TV shows over and over, your favorite movie, show them at 4 in the morning if you want to. It makes no difference. It's a complete unit by Sony, and Matthews has it first. Why don't you come by the top of the hill and see the exciting Sony video cassettes? Check out the four-channel quad systems, like a complete system with quad deck, everything else. $199, the full price. We have other systems up to $5,000 for a professional recording studio. Yes, it's all at Matthews. Come by before 10 tonight. Take the Bayshore Freeway or Highway 280 to the Mission Street Daly City exit. Six short blocks and you'll be there. Come on over. 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
KNEW, Channel 91.
Better introduction for what's to come, but the rest of Macbeth's lament. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And then to the messenger who came, he said, "Thy story, quickly."
Deirdre?
Skyler.
Thank God you're still there.
I told you you wouldn't lose me again.
That's all I wanted to know. Look, I can't talk now. I'll be at the apartment as soon as I can. Will you wait?
Through eternity, lover.
I've got to hang up.
Scott. What are you doing up?
Oh, it's all right, honey. I've just got to get to the office.
You're going into town today?
Yeah, I have to. You see, the deadline on the Bianchi account's day after tomorrow. I got my work cut out to meet it. I doubt if I can even get back tonight. Not even tomorrow night.
But what about Gary?
Honey, I checked the hospital, and he's fine. You knew that when we left at 4 o'clock this morning.
I'm still glad you checked again. I thought I heard you on the phone coming downstairs.
I called a cab, too.
I can run you to the station in my car.
No, it's all right. It's better this way. Hey, you want some coffee?
No. My stomach's too upset. Oh, Sky, we could have lost Gary.
Well, we didn't, honey, so let's not agonize over it.
I don't know. Everything seems so confused. Like there was a sort of curse on us. And you worry me most of all.
Me?
You. You're like a stranger. Skye, why couldn't I reach you last night? What were you doing?
I told you, Isabel, I had work to do. I didn't want to be interrupted. I took the phone off the hook, and then I just forgot about it.
Work seems to be the only thing that matters to you nowadays. Guy, you only had 2 hours sleep. Do you have...
Come on, Isabel. We haven't got time for messing around. Now, you see, there's my cab.
Couldn't you at least take a later train?
Look, my job depends on this.
And you won't be home tonight.
I doubt it.
And, brother, I kid you not, you are in big trouble, Sky. Now, Peabody is really on the warpath. The only thing saving your neck for a day or so is that Bristol Proctor's in town.
Oh, Harry, please, will you lay off me? I've got everything under control.
Oh, boy, that is for laughs. Oh, now I get the whole picture. Why, you're off the rails, on the sauce, and running hot and cold flashes. Well, if you think some chick is worth what you're heading for, come on, let me give you some advice.
The only thing I want from you, Harry, is technical advice in your specialty.
What?
I want to take some pictures of a girl.
Well, bring her into the studio here.
No. That's just the trouble. She won't come here, and I'm only gambling that if she'll let anyone shoot her, it'll be me.
What do you know from cameras? You're an idea man. Now, look, do me a favor, will you? Let's set up the copy like you suggested and let me pick the girl.
Harry, listen, I've got the girl. If only you can get me a camera that's reasonably foolproof, I can get good enough stuff for the sample layouts. Then we can take it from there.
A gal is that sensational.
Take my word for it.
Well, I can give you a Miklon 35, 85-millimeter lens, a micro-blitz strobe with high-speed ectochrome film.
That's okay. You name it. Just show me how to use it.
Well, you don't have to worry too much about the strobe, even. The film will take natural light, and I'll push it in developing.
Okay, get me the camera. I'll be back with the picture in an hour.
Oh, Are you having fun, Skylar?
Oh, Deirdre, this isn't a game. This could mean our whole future.
It could indeed.
Yeah, just like that, just like that. I'm glad you let me talk you into taking the pictures. You won't be sorry.
I'm just very much afraid you will be, Skylar.
Oh, damn.
Sky, dear, I forgot to ask you.
Cutting out your wife?
Well, I've got to finish these pictures. Deirdre, why did you say I'd be sorry I took them?
Skylar, baby, I really don't photograph very well. You'll see.
Ah, you got the prints, Harry. That's great.
Well, I don't know how great you're going to think it is.
Huh? Come on, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know what I mean. I just don't see how you could have gotten everything so gummed up.
All right, just let me see.
Sure, help yourself. Everything's so out of focus, you can't tell a lamp from a couch. And as for the girl, well, you find her, I can't.
Well, I don't know, just... She was right. Well, if that's the couch, she should be... Now, wait a minute. Let me see in this one. No, this one is... Uh-uh. Oh, Harry. How could I have faked...
You got me. Sky, level?
Yeah.
Is this some kind of a stupid put-on? I mean, what are you trying to pull on me?
Nothing, Harry. Honest, I shot the film at all the openings, the shutter speeds, I mean, everything that you laid out for me.
It all came out like this?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we got to figure, maybe the film was bad, or the lens crystallized or something. Well, let's go back. I bring other equipment, and this time, we bring home the bacon.
No, Harry. She wouldn't let you shoot her. I can't explain, but...
All right, so forget her.
I can't, Harry. I've got to take one more crack at it. Just one more.
Oh, man, you're crazy.
Would you help me?
You won't let me.
Some kind of camera that I just can't fail with.
Okay. Look, I'll give you an instant. 20 seconds, you'll know if you goof. You just keep adjusting it until it's right. I'll go get the camera.
Oh, you're an okay buddy. Thanks. Hello.
Oh, thank God it's you, Sky.
Isabel, what is it now?
Sky, I'm just at the end of my rope. I could swear somebody's got a hex on us.
What are you talking about?
You've got to come home. Gary's back in coma.
What? When did that happen?
About 10 this morning. I tried to reach you.
Isabel, listen. You've got to cope a little longer. Everything's falling apart for me here, too. I can't get home till at the earliest later tonight.
What's the matter? She won't let you go?
Who?
Oh, don't try to kid me. There has to be another woman. You couldn't be like this if there weren't. Okay, Sky. If this is the way you want it, you can just let us all go to hell.
Isabel.
The only thing I wish you is a one-way ticket there yourself.
Isabel.
Okay, Sky, here's your instant camera. Now, maybe this will get us all a clearer picture of where we're going.
I feel just like a cat. I want to stretch and curl. And purr.
Then let me take my pictures now.
Remember when I said I would take care of tomorrow? And tomorrow and tomorrow.
Yes.
That was a lot more than a promise.
I don't know what you mean.
Take your picture. And you'll know.
What is it, Deirdre? I've got this weird feeling that's taking me over. I'm scared.
The wages of sin. Take your picture. Shoot, Sky.
All right, now just like that. Just hold it.
Now, while we wait for it to develop, let me tell you what you'll see.
Where?
On the picture. Everything sharply in focus for just a second, and then, where I should be, a blank. An empty hole in space. Look.
All right. Oh. Oh, Lord, no!
As I really look, you've never seen a witch before, have you?
No.
You think I'd be a successful model for your Bianchi account?
Who are you?
Look at your picture again.
Just what you said. You, whatever it was, you, it's gone.
But I'm still here. This is me. You won't let me go, will you, Skylar?
Why me, Deirdre?
A personal whim. And you were so ripe for the tempting.
You'd destroy me eventually.
Of course. But I could put it off for a while.
You don't have me that much in your spell.
Oh, are you so confident? What makes you so?
This.
What are you doing with a gun?
Well, you see, it happens to be a hobby of mine. I can put 5 out of 6 in a 3/4-inch bullseye at 30 feet.
It won't save you anymore.
Oh, I know that, I know. But it can the rest of my family.
You wouldn't dare. I never thought you had a courage.
Die, witch. Die. I saw the bullet strike her. I saw her fall. If she was mortal, she was dead. Just a second ago, 3 hours after I shot her, I rose and touched her cheek. It was cold as the grave. I go to meet her there now, or eternal damnation. I have no hope for myself, only for you, Isabel, and for the children. Whatever harm there is left in her, I pray can reach only me alone. I hope I've brought you protection. Goodbye forever.
For I know whatever life after death there is, I can never, ever share it with any of you. I sold my soul to the devil and the witch he sent to find me. How do you like that for a confession, Jake?
What am I gonna say, Sam? Them guys working in advertising, they're halfway round the bend.
I guess you gotta be a little bit screwy to get into that kind of business in the first place.
Figures.
Now, hold it. Yeah? Oh, hi, Lieutenant. This is Detective Sam Danks. Yeah. It's pretty much like the story the wife called in from Connecticut. Guy left a confession you gotta read. Won't help much. I mean, it's far out. Huh? Oh, the subject. Yeah, there's not much doubt from pictures around the apartment. This is Skylar Harris, all right. Sure, DOA. Bullet through the head. We're just waiting for the ME now. Hmm? Well, what do you mean, both? There's nobody else in the apartment but the guy. The dame? There's not a sign of her. Well, you'll get it when you read the confession. The way I figure it, she was one of them, firmaments of the imagination. I don't think she ever existed.
Did the detective mean to say figments of the imagination? Or was his choice of firmament perhaps nearer the truth? Was Deirdre more finite than he believed? Was she somebody of incarnate evil, clothed in beauty, who still stalks the day and the night, looking for other prey? I'll be back shortly.
Some research experts say you can't taste the difference between beers. Well, if they're right, then Anheuser-Busch wastes a barrel of time Beechwood aging Budweiser. Only they don't think so. Brewing beer right does make a difference. And they're betting a bundle that you can taste the difference in Bud. When it comes to brewing Budweiser, the Anheuser-Busch choice is to go all the way because they still care about quality. Look at it this way. If the Bud people have a choice between what some experts say and what beer drinkers say, well, you'd better believe they'll go with you beer drinkers every time. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
One parting word until we meet again. Be careful, commuters, and all the other men with extra time that weighs heavy on your hands. Look with a jaundiced eye at that fantasy girl who may materialize beside you in the train or the bus or on the stool next to you in your favorite bar. And before you succumb to temptation, remember, at the best, she's apt to burn a hole in your pocket. At the worst, she may burn your soul forever. Our cast included William Redfield, Joan Loring, Suzanne Grossman, Ralph Bell, Dan Ocko, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Hey, what the?
Hey, keep your voice down, Ron.
Fran, you're soaked to the skin, drenched.
I pretended I wanted to heat up the coffee, but I really wanted to get to you. I went out the kitchen door and came around to this window. Ronnie, what's the trouble?
He's holding me for ransom.
Ransom?
He wants $100,000. My father is Garrett Prentice, the millionaire.
Oh, I've heard of him, yes.
Phil Carrington, if that's his name, phoned my father yesterday. The money is on the way, but what worries me is I'm sure Carrington's going to kill me once he gets it.
What if he gets the ransom money?
I don't think it'll make any difference. He knows I can identify him. So he hasn't much choice. He has to kill me. You and your husband, too. You've got to do something. We've got to do something.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Again tomorrow night and every night at 8:05 for the KNEW Mystery Theater, exclusively on Channel 91. This is KNEW, Oakland, San Francisco. Now, John Hawkins with legendary rock and roll from KNEW's California Gold Mine.
We have just discovered an important note from space. Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race. Thank you.
CEW, John Hawkins with California Gold.
I cried a tear because of you. I cried a tear because we're through. I cried a tear. What else could I do but cry and sigh?
Channel 91, 906. This is John Hawkins playing all your favorites. Kenny O'Dell, he wrote Behind Closed Doors. This is his hit.
Just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you. You're so easy to make conversation with, and nobody else can please me that way. No one can say that you're a wallflower, cause you always got something goofy to say.
Around the ocean, 70s around the bay, 80s in the valleys, and light winds coming up in the afternoon. This is John Hawkins at 909, Channel 91 with Jose Feliciano, trying to light your fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you,
I'm business. Light my fire, Jose Feliciano. 9-11 with The Hawk on Channel 91.
A woman who eats a balanced diet, sees a doctor regularly, and avoids drugs except when prescribed by a physician is usually better prepared to bear a healthy baby. So if you are pregnant, prepare for the future with good prenatal care. Follow March of Dimes' advice. Be good to your baby before it's born.
This is Don Chamberlain. I promised I'd be telling you more and more about five of my favorite restaurants around the Bay Area. Mariani's Restaurant in Santa Clara, the Iron Gate in Belmont, the Factory Restaurant and Culture Center in Alameda, the Claremont Hotel's Garden Court in Berkeley, and Pitar's Bistro in Concord. Well, let's talk about Pitar's Bistro in Concord. Perhaps the simplest way to describe it is to let you know there's an unusual situation there. Unusual in that Pitar's in Concord is one of the finest nights clubs in the Bay Area. Also has a proud reputation for the very fine food served there. Now, it's not easy to find both great entertainment and fine food at the same location, particularly at a price you can't afford. And one of the finest bands I know plays at Pitar's Bistro in Concord every night of the week except Monday. Johnny Garcia and the Burgundy Blues, just a fine group. Wherever you are in the Bay Area, it's worth the trip to Pitar's Bistro in Concord. Simply take the Willow Pass exit off Highway 680 and you can't miss. And you can't miss with Mariani's, the Factory, the Iron Gate, or the Claremont's Garden Court either.
The time to save is right now at the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. Wouldn't it be great to have that comfortable, sensuous, soft, and yet so firm against your skin waterbed? You can, because we can install, deliver it to your home or apartment right into your bedroom tonight before 10. Why don't you come by the Comfort Zone? Highway 17 in the midst at Fremont Boulevard, right next to General Motors. You know, we're having that truckload sale right now. I'm Tom Campbell, and I'd like you to come by and check out over $100,000 in bedroom furniture alone. Bassett, Barker, B.P. John, Baumann and White. You should see the selection. In fact, speaking of Baumann and White, the new Pine Country Casual. Deluxe cathedral construction in solid wood, of course, solid hardware, plate glass mirror, metal and wood glides, dovetailing, and 16-step finish. The entire five-piece ensemble for $648. Other bedroom suites starting at $199. Why don't you come by the Comfort Zone? Waterbeds, like the new deluxe bed designed by Hammond with post corner, complete with beautiful unblemished solid wood, $97. That's Highway 17, the limits at Fremont Boulevard next to General Motors, the Comfort Zone.
KMEW, Channel 91.
You want it? You've got it on Channel 91. The hotlines are open. South Bay 295-KNEW. East and West Bay 762-1591. North Bay 456-KNEW.
When you're young and so in love as we.
We are.
the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaken in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon cold, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
He wears short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swing and tune.
Bing a bop bop a boop a lap a loom bam boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like
George.
Flying purple people
eater. What
a sight to see. Purple people. Well, he went on his way and then what do you know? Saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Thanks, I'll have one, will you? 919 with John Hawkins on Channel 91. And as you know, tonight is the last night of KNEW California Gold. Now until midnight, and then we'll change to California Country. So somebody called up and said, well, if it's your last night, you really ought to play. It's over.
If time were not a moving thing, and I couldn't make it stay, this hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. When you walk away from me, there is no place to put my hand, except to shade my eyes against the sun that rises o'er the land. I watch you walk away, somehow I have to let you go. Now it's over.
Twisting the night away. Hear that
have a lot of fun. Putting trouble on the run. The man you found the old and young. Twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's the man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. Man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh, man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. There, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. There, twisting the night. Let's twist a while. With the older queen who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. There, twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. There, twisting the night.
Oh,
Channel 91 plays California Gold, and Otis Redding, a classic, sitting on the dock in San Francisco Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Those
like that. Let me check that out, and I'll get back to you a little later. 9:32 with the Hawk on Channel 91.
Life's easy to take here at Clear Lake, at beautiful Canoctai, Canoctai Harbor Inn. Kiss your cares goodbye at Canoctai. Relax at Canoctai Harbor Inn.
Canoctai may be just what you've been looking for a vacation or just a day or two change of pace. And it's ideal for business meetings and seminars, too. On the shores of majestic Clear Lake, you'll find luxurious rooms and beachfront cottages. You set your own pace at Canoctai, just 100 miles from San Francisco or Sacramento. For more information or a free brochure, call toll-free 800-862-4930. That's 800-862-4930.
Yes, life's easy to take here at Clear Lake, at beautiful Canoctai, Canoctai Harbor Inn.
The Front Room Restaurant brings you a little bit of old San Francisco, 10-cent beer nights, old-time movies, live entertainment. All of this plus an old Victorian atmosphere, stained glass windows, antique clocks and pictures, marble top washstands. And the most San Francisco part of all is the food. The Front Room offers 22 varieties of fantastic pizza. They also specialize in the very best pastas, lasagna, spaghetti, and ravioli. If you're in the mood for a sandwich, the Front Room features a scrumptious selection, roast beef, meatball, French dip, poor boy, and steak sandwiches, along with several kinds of burgers. In the old San Francisco tradition, there's minestrone soup, garlic bread, fresh mushroom sauté, and chef or combination salads. To complement your meal, choose one of the Front Room's carefully selected house wines. Try a Front Room restaurant at any of three convenient locations, on California Street or on Clement Street in the city. And yes, there's even a little bit of old San Francisco on Webster Street in Alameda. The Front Room. A San Francisco treat.
Thanks, Ron. I'll be right over to eat in your front room there. Ron doesn't have a kitchen. He just backs the station wagon up and has a Coleman stove. Here's Olivia Newton-John.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know I'll always want to be there, holding your hand and standing by.
Channel 91, 939 with Dave Baby Cortez and the Happy Organ.